joining junior choir? Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Fusion Sunday. On the last Sunday of each month, we intentionally create worship experiences that include all ages and people no matter where they may be within their faith journey. You can read in your bulletin about the history of Fusion Sundays and what it is that we are hoping to do. This is also a reminder, though, that you are welcome to participate in as much or as little of the opportunities with the prayer stations as you would like. There are choices to remain in your pew or, when I invite you to visit the various locations in the sanctuary. We have a few announcements this morning in addition to everything that is listed in your bulletin. A reminder, there is a congregational meeting following worship today. We would ask that for anyone who would like to stay for that, you would grab your coffee and then your papers, which are sitting on the table right in the hallway near the entrance, and come back. We're going to start within 5 minutes of the benediction. So 5 minutes. And a reminder that next Sunday we will be celebrating All Saints Sunday and remembering those who have died in the past year, and we invite you to that meaningful service. A few other announcements as we begin this morning. First, Jenny.
On behalf of the trustees, I'd like to thank all the adults and youth who came out yesterday to help with the fall cleanup. As of now, we have a manicured yard, the windows gleam, the closets are sorted, and we have new Wi-Fi wiring in the youth lounge or the senior lounge. So great job, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Good morning, everyone. Sue and I are up here to talk about the Church Mouse Bazaar, which has been going on for 39 years this year. And we just want to let you know that the money we raise from the Church Mouse Bazaar goes into our mission's general fund. So we have already deposited the registration fees for 89 spots this year, and there will be more monies raised. And Sue's going to talk a little bit about volunteering
about
in the history.
Charlie. This is Charlie Church. Oops! This is Charlie Church. He's a typical male. Charlie, this is Charlie Church Mouse. He's 49 years old, same age as me. And no. Oh, I thought there would be a... Well, you got it. In your bulletin, the sign-up sheet, if you haven't signed up already, please do so. It takes mega, mega people to run this. This church is hopping that day. Without you, it won't work. Sign up, put them in the collection plate. I'm a counter today. I will see how many are turned. Thank you.
Thank you. And friends, as a reminder, during Fusion Sundays, we do encourage our youngest worshipers to remain in the sanctuary with us. Of course, wiggles and giggles are welcomed, and those are welcomed from people of all ages. Though if especially the really small ones need an opportunity for a break, the nursery is open, and they are welcome with an adult to wander down there and to come back at any point in time. Friends, let us raise our hearts and worship God this morning.
stand, if able, for the call to worship. The church is wherever God's people are. 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 Praising and worshiping the God of all.
Come before God and one another with all of who we are, all of our brokenness, and all of the healing that we seek from God. Let us share together in the prayer of confession. Holy God, we know that you created us in love and not fear to serve your creation and your children, and we know that we do not do your will. With clenched hands, we can neither give nor receive. With eyes tight shut, we cannot see pain or beauty. With feet of clay, we cannot dance in joy or run to help. We ask for your help and your power to change. Open our hands and eyes, move our feet toward grace and hope, and trust in you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, let us proclaim the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Let us go out into the world as people made new by God. Amen.
Thank you. church is wherever God's people are sharing the words of the Bible in gift and in deed. The church is wherever God's people are learning, the working together to learn about God. The church.
I'm going to move this so that you all can see, okay? There we go. All right. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. And to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the workings of miracles. And to another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of gifts. And to another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. We continue this morning with our stewardship theme, fearless generosity. And the focus this morning is service. Being the church, no matter where we are, means sharing with one another the gifts that God has shared with us. And in just a few moments, we will share in the prayer stations that were inspired by you guys and your amazing song that you helped to write and then sing this morning. So thank you guys for your help in planning worship today. The prayer stations are going to remind us all the many ways we can serve God and one another by loving and sharing, caring, praising, learning, and helping. But one of the questions that we ask most about how it is that we can serve is, where do I start? How do I begin? The world is such a big place. Maybe the place to start is right here, right where you're sitting. So whether you get up or you stay in your seat during prayer stations, will you just look at that person next to you? Just kind of offer that polite smile. Will you talk about the weather? Or will you fearlessly risk in generosity by reaching out with compassion and care, and be fully present with another. Because the truth is, when we gather in this place made of wood and stone or brick, as the case may be, we commit to being the church of Christ, where God's people are willing to be who they really are, really who we really are, not just who we pretend to be, and accept one another for who God created us to be. But I often wonder, like right now, as you're looking up here, as I'm talking, what are you thinking about? Maybe you don't want me to know. I know your mouths move when we sing and we say liturgy, but what's really going on inside your heads and in your heart? This morning we have two people who have graciously agreed to be a bit fearless and listen in to their thoughts. What's going on inside their heads? They're going to talk out loud and share with us what they're thinking about on a Sunday morning.
You, sitting in the pew next to me, I don't know you. Oh, I know your name. I know the hi, how are you part of you. I know the rainy weather we're having, isn't it, part of you. But I don't know you. Not what you're thinking, not where you've come from, not where you're going. You sit so still. Are you serene? Or are you troubled inside? Are you content with life? Or do you have dreams which have yet to be realized? Are you here because it's a habit? Or because it's a joy? Or because your mother brought you here years ago? Is it expected of you? Are you setting an example for the children? Are you glad to be here? Or are you just tired from a long, hard week? Are you bored? Or are you filled with fire? Are you tuned into what's being said? Or are you disenchanted? Did you come from a chaotic morning? Or from too much quiet? Are you thinking about last night's party? Or this afternoon's ball game? Or are you wondering what it's all about? Will you ever reveal yourself to me? Or are you just someone in the pew I'll never fully know?
You, sitting in the pew next to me, I don't know you. Oh, I know your background. I know you're here every Sunday. I know you're busy around here, church, school teacher, chairperson of this and that, and on all important committees. You even went to the national meeting, didn't you? Who are you behind that smile, behind all that activity? Do you love Christ so much you got to give your time? Are you seeking something significant in your life? Or are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you desperately trying to fill the emptiness in your life? Or are you overflowing with goodwill? Would you tell me if I asked you? Or would you hide for your reasons from me? Would you really care if I thought, told you my problems? Would you really listen? Or would you be uncomfortable? Could I be honest with you? Or would my honesty make you nervous? Would you take the time? Would you be interested to know what I really feel? Would my doubts make you uneasy? Would you want to get involved? Would you care what it's all about? Where I'm headed? What I'm thinking? Does the fact that we're sitting here side by side in God's sanctuary make us a community? Does it make the difference? Or are you just someone in the pew I'll never fully know?
You, sitting in the pew next to me, I'm lonely. You'd be surprised at that, wouldn't you? How could I be lonely with all the family and friends I have? I'm not lonesome. I'm lonely. I'm lonely deep down where it hurts. I want to reach out to somebody and say, this is me. This is really me. These are my deepest hopes and these are my deepest fears. But everybody passes quickly. They're all so busy. Everything's kept superficial, as if when we busy ourselves enough, we don't have to think. We won't have to face our emotions. Oh, I long to cut through our rote responses, our pleasantries, our right answers. I want to say, I'm sorry you have a cold, or I'm glad we're having nice weather, but would I offend you or be too personal? What is on your heart? Are you angry? Are you hurt or frightened? Are you confused? Are you who you want to be? I'd be interested in what you feel. Would you be interested in what I feel? What are you searching for? What are you hoping for and reaching for? It's all a part of what I think it means to be here. Here, in God's church. Are you lonely too? Do you wonder, or do you have it all solved? Are you just someone in the pew I'll never fully know?
You, sitting in the pew next to me, I'm scared. Years are passing quickly, and I seem to have little control over my life. It's as though someone else set out a course for me. Where did I decide on this lifestyle? I'm scared by the subtleties of life. I'm scared by what's expected of me, by some unknown they out there. I'm scared by the pushing, the pulling, the pressures. When did I decide that I had to live on this street, in this house, and work like crazy to live on another street in a bigger house? Where did I learn that success was chasing after things, and that there's no end to it? Keep chasing, chasing, chasing. My life seems to be dedicated to owing. Whoever decided I owed my children bigger and better things? I'm scared when I take a good look at my way of life. I'm scared when I take a look at myself. That's why I'm here in church today. Because I've heard there is a better way. I've heard that some people take Christ seriously. I've heard that maybe in church I could be born again. That there is another way of seeing life and living life that can be more meaningful, more exciting, more caring, and more fulfilling. Is it really possible? Could I talk to you about it? Did it happen to you? Does your life in church make a difference to you, and how, and in what way? Would you laugh to think successful me needs you? Or would you be compassionate because you know I'm scared? Maybe you'll be the one to tell me. Or are you someone in the pew I'll never know?
You, sitting in the pew next to me, what are you really doing here? Do you believe in Christ Jesus? If so, how much? Enough to risk? How much of a risk? Risk your reputation? Risk your family, your money? Do you believe in Christ? What do you believe? What difference do your beliefs make in the living of your life? Will you share it with me? Will you help me as I seek the Christ in my life? Will you share your faith with me? Will you help me as I seek to deepen my faith as I seek to be born again? Or are you someone in the pew I'll never know?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, fine. Rainy weather we're having, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, good to see you. See you next week.
Thank you to Gordon and Linda for sharing with us their inner conversations with that person in the pew next to them. How about you? As we get up now and we share in prayer stations together, as we explore the different ways that we are the church, wherever God's people are, who is that person that you'll say hello to? How can we genuinely care and be the church together? Let's give it a try. So for the next 10 minutes, you'll have an opportunity to visit the various prayer stations. If you're looking for a little bit more inward experience, you're welcome to stay in your pews. The doors right out here, there's a table that has a quieter activity. And I encourage those of all ages, if you're looking for a very interactive experience, the scavenger hunt is on the back of your prayer station sign, which is located in your bulletin. Everyone will want to get those out so you can see what you're going to do. You'll know it's time to come back and sit in your pews when you hear the hymn, the opening hymn, "The Church of Christ Cannot Be Bound," and we'll sing the fourth and the fifth verse together. Friends, let us be church together.
Thank you.
Gets moving and they're following me, which is good. We'll give them a few minutes to do so. The church is wherever God's people are. That's our theme for the day. And if you did not have the time or the opportunity to visit one of the prayer stations, some of them, you can take them home with you. If you would like some of the hymn sheets back on the table over here, oh my goodness, take them home. We still have lots of hymnals. You can color and craft with them to your heart's content. And on your way after our congregational meeting, I would also encourage, if you didn't have a chance to sign the cards for our homebound folks, please do so. It's a great way for us to show the way in which we care. So we also bring together in this place and in our lives each and every day the prayers of our joy, the prayers of our hearts, our joy, and our concern. If you'd like to share a prayer out loud, you may be welcome to do so, no matter how young or the other end of that spectrum you may be. You are welcome to share a prayer out loud. So just raise your hand, and an usher will bring a microphone. Hold it close to your mouth. Tell us who you are, and share your prayer.
I want everybody to keep Hannah on their prayers this week. She faces some surgery on Wednesday.
Prayers, Hannah, for you.
Hi, Lauren Henderberg. Prayers for my sister and brother-in-law and their two children as they travel to California on Wednesday for a long work assignment. They'll be back in June, but we are going to miss them, and the kids are going to miss their cousins.
Prayers for the whole family in that transition.
Sue McAlini, I ask for prayers for my young friend Bonnie. She's a teacher at Churchville Chile, and she's undergoing surgery as we speak for a brain tumor. Thank you.
Right behind you, too.
Jeannie Bauman, I'd like to thank you for your prayers this week for my niece, Jennifer. She had an emergency C-section on Monday and was in ICU until yesterday. So now in high-risk OB, and baby Jackson was moved yesterday from the NICU into the nursery. So everyone's coming along. Thank you.
Continued prayers for them as they get stronger.
Linda Sidori, my cousin, 66 years old, passed away from ALS finally after a long struggle. And I asked her prayers for his wife and family. And I realize what a terrible thing grieving is. And I ask that our church wrap their arms around all those people who are grieving. There's quite a few who lost their soulmates this summer. So keep them in your prayers.
Most definitely. Thank you, Linda.
Lily DeRosa, my teacher, Mr. Hickey, is going to have surgery on his shoulder. And he's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks.
We'll pray for Mr. Hickey. Thank you, Lily.
My name's Brendan, and my sister Caitlin. This Tuesday, we're bringing her in to see if she needs her tonsils removed.
Oh goodness, that is not fun, and she's sinking down. I know, but we'll pray for you anyway, my dear.
Lynn Schrammel, prayers for school number one in the city of Rochester. As we
would like you to pray for.
We got lots of prayers going on. It's all right. Go ahead,
okay.
And then we'll go over
city
there.
City school number one, where I've worked since 2000, will be finding out next month whether the school is just eliminated and closed, or whether it's being brought back.
Prayers, Lynn, for school number one and all the teachers, staff, and students. All right, Wendell, you're up.
I'd like to have you pray for Cindy. She'll be moving to a care place pretty soon, maybe the 1st of November, I think. But anyhow, she has advanced that far on Parkinson that she can't drive anymore. She was going to drive me to church this morning, and she called a half an hour later and said, "You better call Kearns, I can't drive." So, see, she's been good to this church. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be keeping Cindy in prayers through this transition. Thank you, Wendell. I also call your attention. The bulletin is full of great things going on in the life of the church, but we also continue to include those whom we would appreciate you holding them in prayer throughout the week, for Norma Palizzi and Marge Westfall, Ray's Jeannie Bauman's niece, and also Allie Tuttle, who is recovering from surgery. God, let us continue our prayers. God, you are the God who knows no fear in sharing your love with us. And this morning we remember that every single thing in our lives has come first from your grace. From the morning bowl of cereal we had for breakfast, to the bowl of ice cream we might have before bed, from peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to turkey dinners, all are your generous gifts. And some days, that bounty may seem leaner than on other days. Some days, it may be much more than enough. This is why we share with one another as you have encouraged us to do, O God. This is why we live, not by ourselves, but in community, as your people, the church. Wherever and whenever we are together, we can love and share, praise, learn, help, and care for one another. The world is a big place, God. Our brothers and sisters are hurting where there is war and violence.
in places like Syria and Nigeria. There your children are dying. There was another earthquake in Italy, God, and people are scared. In our nation, people are divided and fighting over who should be president. Someone will be, but we are afraid the divide is bigger than we can overcome. We need help knowing where to start. Help us to begin here, with you and each other, so we can be the church wherever and whenever you call us to. And we offer all these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to live and love and pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. With joy, let us offer our thanksgiving to God as we receive the morning offering.
Church be a witness to you, immersed in scripture, constant in prayer, joyful in worship, generous in giving, a loving, supportive community reaching out to those in need. Accept these gifts we offer. In Jesus' name, amen.